Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roland Offis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards third. Youngblood fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Youngblood. LaFleur scores. Scott moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie moves to third. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Cromartie scores. Parrish moves to third. Offis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tavares scores. Washington moves to second. It's 3-1, Expos. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Washington scores. Youngblood moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Expos. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to third for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary spins and fires to second, and Scott is picked off. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary bunts towards first. Cromarty juggles the ball. That's an error on Cromarty. Flynn moves to second. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty fields it and throws to second for the out. Flynn moves to third. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mazzilli. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Mazzilli steals second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Mazzilli scores. Tavares moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer spins and fires to second, with Spear covering, and Tavares is picked off. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Carter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jorgensen scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavares. Palmer moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott bunts towards third. Youngblood fields it and has Palmer trapped. There's the throw to Tavares who tags Palmer for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Scott moves to third. It's 5-4, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. There goes Dawson trying to get to third. Washington throws the ball into Youngblood, who tags Dawson for the out. Two outs. It's Expos, 5, Mets, 5. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Cromarty moves to second. Ed Glynn now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish is walked intentionally. Bob Pate pinch hits for Roland Office. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Pate now playing right field. Ed Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozzilli for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Palmer hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Washington steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear throws towards first. Cromartie fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cromartie. Henderson moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ed Glynn. Fred Norman now pitching. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, Mets. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Mozilli hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavares for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry White pinch hits for Bob Pate. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Fred Norman. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. LaFleur hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry White now playing right field. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive to center field. Dawson throws towards third. Parrish fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Parrish. Jorgensen scores. Stearns goes all the way around to score. Henderson moves to second. It's 8-5, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Henderson trying to get to home. Dawson throws the ball into Carter, who tags Henderson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing left field. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Mario Ramirez now playing third base. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon juggles the ball. That's an error on Reardon. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Reardon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reardon strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-4 in the game. Mozilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. Parrish moves to second. Two outs. John Tamargo pinch hits for Ross Grimsley. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.